a word for you from 1 Samuel chapter 13, verse 12. I said, Now the Philistines will come down against me at Gilgal, and I have not sought the favor of the Lord. So I forced myself and offered the burnt offering. You might recognize Saul here making his excuses, admitting that he had sinned, and he does so in more than one place. But it was no repentance. Notice here that Saul says, I forced myself. I didn't really want to, but circumstances pushed me into it. You see how easy it is to say, I have sinned. For instance, just two chapters later, he again, after the whole story of the failure to do all that he was commanded to do, again he decided to take things into his own hands. And so, though he confessed to Samuel, yes, the same prophet Samuel that David confessed to and was forgiven, but here twice he uses this very good scriptural phrase, I have sinned. And he wasn't the only one. Balaam, for instance, he also said, I have sinned, after the angel of God intercepted him on his way to Balak. Remember the speaking of the donkey. Go back even further and you find Pharaoh twice tells Moses, after the plagues were so terrible, he twice says, Moses, I have sinned. Amazing. What scriptural language. Doesn't the Bible promise forgiveness if you use the right recipe, the ABC of Christianity, to say, Father, I have sinned, like the prodigal son said? The difference here was they were never forgiven, because it was no repentance whatsoever. The same happened when the Pharisees and Sadducees went out to John the Baptist, also wanting to be baptized. They thought they better join in, since it's the done thing in those days, because it was like a revival. They thought, well, if we exclude ourselves, what will the people think of us? But John the Baptist said, You brood of vipers, who warned you to flee from the wrath to come? Therefore bear fruit in keeping with repentance. That is the difference. Bear fruit in keeping with repentance, like David, who used the same words, I have sinned. But there had been a process. He didn't try to excuse himself. He didn't add a but. Is your repentance genuine and real?